Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, August the 4th, 2026. First Tuesday in the month of August. 14 and a half minutes past the hour here. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody, tonight at the Ohio State Fair, it is Nelly, 7:30 p.m. down at the Celeste Center. That's a big name in entertainment. Coming up tomorrow, August the 5th at 7 p.m., Weird Al Yankovic and Puddle's Pity Party. August the 7th at 7:30, Bailey Zimmerman with Lauren Watkins. I believe that's a country group. And August the 8th at 7 p.m., Blues Traveler and the Gin Blossoms with special guest Spin. That would be something I would say. And we're going to go to a call here in a second. But from one of our listeners out there this morning, here's the comment from one of our listeners. Let's see here. I think he agreed that there actually wasn't going to be a fight, but he thinks this was some kind of show. Bad show if that was the goal. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Yes.
I just wanted to announce that I'll be doing a GoFundMe for my vehicle. So if anybody'd like to contribute, I'll get that information up on the internet later. It's not as bad as I expected. How's that?
You know, trouble is, you know, I am, as most people now, used to be people knew how to work on cars. Now with all the electronics, nobody knows how to work on cars.
My husband does, and he could do it. It's just so labor intensive when you don't have the specific tools to tear a dash apart and put it back together that, you know, something that might take him 2 days' work, we can are fortunate enough to be able to pay someone else to do.
Well, hopefully it's a good mechanic.
The problem is 100% fixed because they do have that fancy machine they could hook it up to and tell you exactly what's wrong with it.
Which is the great thing. You know, cars now, especially Hondas, can just about run forever as long as you take care of them.
Yeah, maintenance is definitely where it's at, and Honda was built to last. It sure was. So was Toyota. Toyota was, when they hit the market, they were definitely looking at longevity.
Yes.
But that said, I wanted to touch on what happened at the beginning of legislation and codes, where Ralph Smith read this great big long law that basically said that the sheriff has jurisdiction over the county, and the feeling that I got from it, he was kind of like, what we're doing here is pointless, we'll go ahead and continue to do it, but it comes down to what the sheriff wants anyway. Is that the way it seemed to you?
I think that was the point he was making, but I was watching the law director behind it, and I don't think he necessarily agreed with that.
Well, that's when I asked the question, because that's really the way, and I mean, he probably read for nearly 5 minutes, wouldn't you say?
It was a few minutes, yeah.
It was pages. It was pages of an Ohio revised code, and basically saying that the sheriff has jurisdiction countywide, he can do whatever he wants. And even if we voted to remove these cameras, that the sheriff could keep them up anyway. So my question was, and I waited for the answer, and I addressed the law director, and I asked permission, Mr. Russell, why did you write this ordinance if you didn't think that it would be legally binding? I mean, cause Mr. Russell said, someone asked him, I believe it was Thad, asked him a few weeks ago, can we take down the SWAT cameras? And Russell stood up and barely, I mean, you could tell he didn't want to say it, but he said yes, it was the legislative body's authority within their authority to do that. So then he drafted the legislation. So Ralph Smith said, well, I don't know, I'm not an attorney. And I said, you know, respectfully, you sat up here and played one for 4 or 5 minutes while you were reading this law to us. So can we actually hear from the actual attorney? So I didn't want to open with that. I didn't plan on saying those things, but I think we needed to clear up the fact that an actual attorney that the city pays to consult us, the city attorney, the city law director, Mark Russell, like 30 years, the man that has the law degree and has been practicing for decades, said this is legal, And the man that has been on city council for a little over a year, I think, maybe coming up on 2 years now, read a law, and the way he interpreted it, the sheriff had all the power, so it didn't matter anyway.
Yeah, so, but I,
didn't that concern you? And then he threw out his big list of rules. His rules changed for this meeting again. He put a shorter time limit on us, and there, you said there were less people. There were less speakers last night. If I would have had one more minute, I could have gotten an answer to the question, how did we get as many cameras this year for as much money as we did last year?
Right, but here's the thing about Ralph Smith, what I thought was, because the sheriff is in the room last night.
Yes.
The sheriff never said that. The law director's in the room last night. The law director did not agree with that. The police chief, I mean, we're having...
But that's the head of legislation, codes, and committees. That's, or legislation and codes. That's the dude that's up there, quote-unquote, writing the laws. He's up there quoting him like he's got a law degree from Stanford, and the guy with the actual law degree is shaking his head no.
Right. Well, I don't think we would have had the forum, or we would have had these discussions if anybody believed that that was true.
Well, the chairman of legislation, codes, and committees believed that it was true enough that he led the meeting out with it.
But he also voted to send the legislation to council.
Because I think they, I don't think they realized there was going to be the pushback on this that they thought. And I started listing the things yesterday about this council, what this council has done. They've raised taxes. They've eliminated recycling. They've eliminated mowing overgrown lots. They've raised the price of the pool. They've raised our sewer bills multiple times, sewer and sanitation. They've eliminated curbside recycling. They've raised the bus fare. They've reduced the police force. We're not getting our fire station built. We are now in fiscal emergency. Can they really take one more blow of not listening to the people and survive a re-election campaign?
Well, with this issue...
And that's in 7 months. That's just this council, Scott. That's just this council.
Well, with this issue, I think they could survive this issue if they vote to leave the flock cameras up. Because
if they vote to leave them up, this would be my suggestion, city council, if you're listening. If we heard Bales say multiple times that this would probably be the last year for them. Fine. Make him come before council next year, before the contract gets renewed, and let us decide whether we want these things up in our city by then. And it would give us plenty of time to have a public hearing and everything else. The contract's up, let's say, June 30th of next year, and we can decide by June 1st whether we want to re-enter into the contract. Doesn't that sound like a great idea?
But here's the sheriff is a savvy guy, and I do not believe that he would say three times...
I wish he'd retire.
What's that?
I wish he'd retire, like, for good.
Well, he's elected, but the
I know. I mean, like, dip out of his quote-unquote public service life and just retire off into the sunset somewhere.
Well, I mean, people keep electing him. But the point is, I think that the sheriff is a savvy enough guy to know that if he really thought that he could get another year of funding, he would not say in a public meeting about flock cameras that this will most likely be the last year for them.
Okay, let's shift across the street for a second and talk about the financial crisis that's facing the county that we all just seem to ignore that, or forget about or not talk about. Because we knew it was coming in January of this year, and it's August, and I don't see that they've made any cuts anywhere in the county, or we haven't heard about them anyway. Here's some waste for you, Spears. I was at the Walmart just 8 a.m. when I first started listening to you, second hour, 8:15 or so. Four sheriff deputies, including one canine, and the guy came out of the store, he had stripes on his sleeve, so I'm assuming he was more than a deputy, for one person being taken to jail. Now, the only thing I told somebody else, I said, I bet that person went into Walmart, was not allowed in Walmart, because Walmart will trespass you, and they'll give you a chance instead of getting caught, you know, like felony charges. They'll tell you, don't ever come back here, and if you do, we're going to file a felony on you. I bet that person got facial recognition when they walked in the door, because this is real. You can look it up, and I bet they called the sheriff on him. But they showed up with four sheriff deputies in a county that they tell us were stretched thin, and the sheriff covers the whole county. Four of them were held up at Walmart this morning at 8 a.m.
Well, I want to make sure I say this again.
For one person.
What?
For one person. I watched them haul the one person away. They did let that one person smoke a cigarette, so I imagine they're going to the pokey for a minute.
Well, I want to say this again, because I think I said it in the first hour, but I think it's very interesting, because last week the big discussion was people get up and they don't let people answer questions and so on and so forth. Last night that did happen, and I think because it did happen, it was a productive meeting. And I think there is...
You see how one more minute last night when we were all actually waiting for answers would have made a difference?
I don't know.
He wasn't stopping the clock when we were getting an answer.
I honestly don't know. I think people were more or less made up going in last night. I don't know that any minds were changed.
I think minds were changed by that committee's minds were changed because, but you know, Rollins had a point. Why are you going to keep saying, oh, I don't like this and I don't like that, but you won't offer any substantive amendments to it. You have nothing to offer. You just sit here and say you don't like it. Fine, pass it on to council and let them discuss publicly how much they do or don't like it. And let the whole council listen to the standing, well, it wasn't standing room only, the hot room. That room gets hot. But yeah, let the whole council entertain that instead of just the committee.
Well, that's what'll happen now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what should happen. And that's what I said yesterday, a straight up or down vote on that piece of legislation. If they want to put constraints on the current system, let one of them get with Russell and write a piece of legislation that puts constraints on the system.
My guess is there are going to be some amendments here in council. I don't think it's going to be untouched. I can't imagine that. And I would also guess that I still don't think the votes are there to pass it. But... I don't know. I don't think anybody did them.
Down. I say just straight up or down. They just voted straight up or down. And don't change it. The point of that legislation is to remove the cameras. It's not to regulate or anything else. It's to remove and prevent the use of those cameras or any type of cameras like them in the future. It's not to restrain them, put, you know, ordinances around their use or anything else. It's to eliminate them. Vote whether or not you want to eliminate them. If you do not and you want just legislation surrounding them, then put a different piece of legislation forward.
Is that
the cleanest way to do it?
Well, it is, but I think this will be amended because of the conversation that Rollins, who helped co-author that legislation, said last night was, get it out of this committee,
yes.
Let's get it to council, and then we can have a full discussion about it, which in that full discussion, there could be amendments made. Now,
you want to know what's sad is that Thad Smith was not there last night, and we've got Grogan there, and we've got Kevin Davidson there, and we've got, you know, all of law enforcement. Thad wasn't there last night, and the rowdy crowd in the back of the room said, somebody check the jail and make sure he didn't get arrested for trying to, you know, sabotage their... You know, basically going against them, putting himself in their crosshairs. And I thought, you know, as funny as that is, it's sad because it's kind of true. I mean,
well, I think he's okay.
Possibility. Yeah, I believe he is too. But the fact that we could even come up with something like that and it not be a stretch of
imagination. Well, but that's exactly the point that I keep making about these flock cameras is the conversation is really never going to shift because there is a suspicion of law enforcement. And even when there is no proof that...
Scott, I was thinking about this, all right? When we're talking about letting them police themselves, I go back to that, the officer that was indicted for rape, okay? Them policing themselves. He pulled a loaded weapon, his service revolver, out of its holster and pointed it at his co-workers' faces and didn't even get a suspension, I don't believe. Now, if that happened in any other employer, you would be facing jail time. And they allow that to go on, no harm, no foul. How are we to trust them that the paperwork, the logs that they show us are accurate? You know,
well, see, but here's the thing, though.
This independent oversight.
Right, but here's the thing. You know about that. You know that happened, And I'm sure they would rather, if it did happen, you know, everything's alleged until we get
but
to a court.
But we wouldn't know that that happened had someone not done a records request.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you would know if someone at Whirlpool pointed a loaded weapon at their coworker's face, because it would be all over the news, and the Minister of Justice would be talking about how he takes workplace safety seriously.
All I'm saying, there are laws in place. Now, Ralph was right about that. I've seen them in the administrative reports that do say that if these are used in any improper way, the flock cameras, that the police department or whoever is doing it.
Every police department in the United States that has these cameras say that. And Flock is based in Atlanta, and they have 5,000 Flock cameras in Atlanta. And people are getting fired and charged, police officers, just 16 of them in Atlanta the other day. But I don't know how many dozens of police officers in Atlanta. So they're only as good and as honest as the human beings behind them.
Right,
and as I said last night, one officer in Texas searched 83,000 cameras for one woman.
Right, but that's why I said, that's why this conversation will go nowhere.
If there weren't 83,000 cameras, he wouldn't have been able to search 83,000 cameras.
Right, but that's why the people who believe they're bad, believe they're bad. The people who believe they're good, believe they're good. And there's going to be no meeting in the middle, because...
Yes, there is. I believe they can exist well-regulated by an outside source. I do not believe at this point in society, in time, that we can trust the police to police themselves anywhere.
I don't think the police would be against that. I've never heard the police... I've never heard the police say one time that they would be against that.
Well, I don't think anyone's ever suggested it. I was waiting for full counsel for that. But we need a part. If we ever did talk about a charter, part of my thing would be a citizens review board for the police department. They would no longer police themselves. They would be accountable to someone other than themselves.
And I don't think anybody would be against that. But I think it all boils down to...
Then if you have a person who represents you as a citizen, and you know that they're going in there and they're being shown an audit, or there's an outside company that's auditing these things, and we're not just taking the police department's word for it, then, you know, that might be a little different than them just saying, trust us. And if you don't, and you mention it to the prosecutor, he's going to jump your shit in the middle of the city council meeting.
I don't think that, like I said, I believe that was some kind of an isolated incident until I see it again. I don't know what that was.
Isolated in that it happened twice in 10 minutes?
I think something was going on yesterday. I don't know what it was.
It was very bizarre. I will give you that. It was just strange. All the way around, just a strange situation. Like, it didn't seem real that it's the county prosecutor acting like this. I'm like, what? You know, Danny Clark and Sean Barr, any of their elected officials or whatever, but they're regular people, pretty much. But the county prosecutor? I mean...
Well, he's a regular person, but
let's say he did swing on Phil. Just hypothetically speaking, who would have arrested him?
The sheriff.
Okay.
I mean, the sheriff would have arrested him. I have no doubt in my mind that he would have.
Okay. So why didn't anyone do anything when Clark or Barr, and I even made a police report, and Russell and... That's another thing. Russell and BJ Gruber were in the room when it happened, and they did nothing. So why should we trust that they have our best interest in mind? It is clear. It is clear to me that they have each other's best interest in mind. When citizens twice in a few months can be verbally accosted by elected officials, in City Hall, in council chambers.
I thought we were talking about hitting somebody here. I don't think he would have been arrested for verbal. I mean, he did say some things last night verbally.
Okay, if I did that to them, though, I would either be escorted out or I would be arrested. I believe they would pounce on the opportunity to arrest me.
Well, I don't know. They gave a lot of leeway last night to the guy who kept talking out of turn. They gave him every chance.
I told him to be quiet too, because I couldn't hear what he was saying, and I couldn't hear what was going on, and
But they didn't arrest him, and they gave him about five chances.
He left. If you don't leave when you're told, you should be.
Right, but nobody arrested him for speaking out.
No,
he was saying some pretty inflammatory things about the police.
Yeah, and you know what Jay McDonald didn't do? Jay McDonald didn't say, you got a problem with me? We can go out in the hallway and talk about it.
That's what I'm saying, but you're saying that people would be arrested for saying inflammatory things about the police.
If I said to Ray Grogan, hey, Ray, you got a problem? You got a problem with me? Come on, Ray, let's go out in the hallway and talk about it. If I said that, you don't think somebody would be over there in my face?
I think what would happen is what happened last night. The police chief stood in the middle and stopped anything from happening. Although,
I stood in the middle and got Phil out the door. Jay McDonald was in the front of the room. You need to watch the video, Spears. Jay McDonald makes his way from the front of the room. The yelling had already started.
But that's what, do you think, I guess my point, because I don't want to characterize this like there was about to be a fight. Because,
yeah. Okay,
do you think that you could have stopped either one of them if they wanted to really hit each other? They were standing feet away from each other. 2 feet.
Hopefully, just like the fact that there's another person there going, what the hell are you doing, would bring them to their senses. Now, to Phil's point as to how many altercations have you been in your life, Spears? Because I can tell you, if I were sitting in a bar and watched two men do that, I would think a fight was about to go down.
Right, but I think Phil also said he did not think that there was any altercation about that.
Oh, no, it was Grogan posturing, acting like he's a badass, but why is the county prosecutor doing that at the city council meeting?
That's a conversation that can be had. All I'm saying is that nobody in that room thought that it was going to come to any kind of altercation. Physical.
I didn't know, to be honest with you, I know Phil, but not well enough to be like, oh, is he just going to go ahead and do it and take the ticket? And then I didn't want that to play into the narrative. And you know what? I never expected Ray Grogan to act like that. So honestly, I was in a situation where I had two people that I didn't know what could go wrong. And when you're trying to de-escalate a situation, Spears, that's kind of, you have to expect the worst. But his body language was full on, I would use the word aggressive.
I don't know. You know, there were a lot of people standing back there. I don't think Kevin Davidson was standing right next to Ray Grogan. And at the point that you're talking about,
Kevin Davidson standing?
Because
he was calming Ray down.
But hold on. But sitting right next to Ray Grogan is the sheriff. At
no,
that point.
Sitting right next to Ray Grogan, sheriff was up front when the first officer.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about the first one. I'm talking about the second one.
The second one, yeah.
The sheriff is right, and that's the one you.
So why didn't he do something to restrain his buddy? That tells you right there. And it took McDonald coming from the front of the room to get in little Ray Ray's face and tell him to come on, honey, we ain't doing this here.
Because I don't think anybody thought anything was going to happen, because when I went back into the room...
So what do? We wait for it to happen?
No, because I don't think anything was going to happen.
Okay, so when we see kids yelling and shouting at each other at school, we just let them go because we don't think anything
No, I think there is
we
the potential for something...
The situation. And now remember, we are talking about elected officials paid by the taxpayers, two of the highest ranking officials in the county.
Well,
the sheriff and the county prosecutor.
If the sheriff is sitting right there, whether or not he does anything, you know, he's sitting right there. He's witnessing the whole thing.
If I shouted at Ray Grogan with the sheriff sitting right there, did you think that the sheriff would have done something to me?
Shouting, I think he would have done what was done. I mean, I think that...
He did nothing to Ray.
No, but I think Jay McDonald...
Do you think that he would correct me if I shouted and behaved like that? They would take the opportunity to do something.
I do think... Well, I think everybody was treated the same way last night. I don't think Phil was yelled at by law enforcement or detained or pushed out or anything like that. I mean, I just don't think that happened.
I really just told Phil to get out. I did. I was like, just go.
Yes, but he was not moving in any fast fashion. I was in the hallway when that happened. No, I did not see one law enforcement person last night during any of that say anything to him.
Because
I did not
he
see,
was leaving.
Right,
like,
but well,
how did Phil start anything to have
But that's right, but you're saying...
Say anything to him.
Right, but there were words back and forth once it started, as you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, the instigator was Ray Grogan, and it still said...
Exactly, but you're...
Just, sit there and let him talk shit to us. We're people, too.
Right, but what you said was, the question to me was, if it was you, would you have been treated differently? No,
yes, I would have.
Okay, well, I didn't see...
I'm standing there, I'm on Facebook Live, and the sheriff comes up like...
Well, the sheriff was there, I guess, then. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, that's after his boy. That's after Jay McDonald escorted his boy out into the hallway, Ray, and just trying to calm him down. And the sheriff walked by.
Okay, here we go. From
but
somebody...
He has your de-escalation skills.
From somebody on Facebook here this morning, berating someone isn't illegal, assault is. I don't think McDonald thought there'd be a fight. He wasn't in any hurry to get back there, kind of meandered. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody thought there was going to be a fight. It was the chambers of City Hall.
I didn't think that I would have grown men accost me and call me a stupid bitch multiple times in the chambers of City Hall either, but I did. I didn't think that a city councilman would wait for me in a parking lot and accost me in a parking lot, but he did, and nothing happened. So why should we trust them?
Well, because I think these are two different situations. I think what happened last night was in a much fuller room. Your incident happened after a meeting. I'd already left by the time.
There were more than 10 people in the room. I have the video of what happened to me. There were more than 10 people.
Okay, more than 10 people. Last night, there were probably close to 40 when this happened.
Probably, yes.
And when it happened, when it started, the meeting was still in progress. And microphones and cameras were rolling,
yes.
And some live for everybody.
Okay, now let's put this asterisk there. If they're willing to act this way, live, in person, on camera, when they know they're being recorded, how do they act when they're not? What happened last night.
I have no idea why that took place. I have no idea.
And all I'm going to say is that it doesn't build trust between the community and law enforcement.
Well, it was a horrible look. I mean, that's what everybody said this morning. I mean, I don't think anybody...
They're telling us, trust us, trust us, trust us, trust us, and we're going to let the county prosecutor just go unhinged in the back row.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody thinks this is good PR. I mean, who was giving that high five? I don't think Jay McDonald thought that was a good thing.
No,
I don't think Sheriff Bales thought that was a good thing.
All of these things that, you know, that he was trying to stand there and, I just got this conviction and I just got that appeal and I mean, he undid all of the quote-unquote good that he's trying to, I mean, that's your job, sir, to get convictions, but he undid all of that, in my mind, by the way he behaved last night. I really couldn't believe that, especially an attorney. Like, attorneys tend to be more reserved and have a higher standard of, like...
Well, here's my last thought on this. I said this a long time ago on this show. I said, when people are constantly berated in public, when people are constantly made fun of, when people are constantly put on the news...
Haven't we really kind of gotten off of Ray lately, though? What has he
but he's went through it.
He's went through it. He deserved it.
Okay.
You reap what you sow, brother.
But that's up to everybody's opinion. But when that happens, month after month after month after month, as I said before, I'm not saying this specifically about the prosecutor, but I'm saying it does affect people's mental state.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
And I do have fear that one day something bad is going to happen around here if this continues. I've talked about suicide before, and I'm not saying that the county prosecutor... I just want to make sure, I'm not saying that the county prosecutor is going to commit suicide.
Nothing has happened to him like happened to McGinnis.
Well,
and I'm not saying that people don't handle things differently, but if you're that thin-skinned that what Phil Townsend said last night, and we can all go listen to
I think that was the tip. I don't think that on its own, with no bad press and a wonderful 2 years of doing your job, I don't think that would have happened, is my point.
But if he's to that point in his career to where what Phil said sent him over the edge last night, what's he going to do when he goes up against some smart-ass mouth defense attorney in court one day?
Well, I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. I think...
Defense attorneys, if you're listening... Push Ray Grogan in court. Push him. He is bound to snap. There's a chance the man might actually spontaneously combust last night. He was so angry. It was oozing out of his pores. I'm telling you, defense attorney.
By the way,
my advice to you: just push Ray in court. You may get a continuance.
If we continue down this road of berating people continuously, and we saw what happened in the 1970s when we did have a police chief take his own life. Now,
okay,
I still
Scott, the Minister of Justice doing his splashy videos. If he didn't bring, if you don't want the bad, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, the bad comes along with the good. So when he's doing his splashy press releases and justice will be served and I'm the Minister of Justice and, you know, holds himself out as this big arbiter of justice, and it comes back that, oh, wow, you let the guy that killed the kid off with a smack on the wrist for his fourth DUI and now there's a dead teenager. Oh, okay. You know, that's his own doing. Don't puff yourself up, buddy, if you ain't willing to take the bat along with it.
Well,
but be low-key.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
Take care,
thanks.
Sir.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I truly believe, and you can lump any public official in this, when you are constantly taken to task, and it is a new world, the internet world, the social media world that we live in, when you are constantly taken to task, when you are constantly made fun of, when you are constantly some things said that are true, some things said that aren't true, when that constantly happens, I think it does affect your mental state. And I've said it many times on this program, I think everybody, all citizens, everybody, could benefit from a good therapist, psychiatrist, whatever. Because they're, you know, it's just like kids being bullied in school. You know, when kids were bullied in school 25 years ago, there might have been 10 people involved. Now, with the click of a mouse, there are thousands of people involved. I'm not sure this is the best way to go about things. But phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And just for the record here, we do have the Nelly tickets to give away tonight. Would anybody like to go see Nelly at the Ohio State Fair? I bet that would be a fun concert to get something off your mind. Message me on Facebook or somewhere else. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, my suggestion before one of these council meetings, everybody should sit down around the table and pass the peace pipe around.
I don't know if that would help.
And do that, you know, where everybody gets to hit it two or three times, and then everybody will be mellow, and you ain't going to have all this crap.
Well, do you have any thoughts on the event last night?
No. I didn't go, but...
Surprised by any of it?
No. not here in Marion, anyhow. It's here lately.
But don't you think...
What I would like to know is if Grogan, you know, he's a minister of justice, right? Now, if he had a case, and if he found out somebody he was prosecuting for murder or child rape or whatever was actually innocent, would he, and he was the only one that knew this, would he not divulge it just to get his conviction? That's what prosecutors are so worried about, is their record. That way they can, you know, when they want to go on to something bigger, it really looks good for him. But to me, I don't know if the word prosecutor should be so much because that job, you should be trying to find the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Well,
your
record,
I don't think.
Well,
prosecutors worry about
that. I've said it before. I have never been what you would call friends with Ray, but we did a lot of interviews over a lot of years. I knew him for a long time. That's why last night was a little disturbing, because I've never seen that side before, and I'm not sure what brought that out, and I'll say what I said at the top of the program. What happened last night should not have happened. It just, public officials should not behave like that in a public meeting. It just shouldn't have happened.
Well, public officials shouldn't act like that with each other, but they should also not act like that with any of the citizens that show up.
No. No, I don't think they should.
I mean, Naomi, she goes there, and she's not going there to cause problems, but she's going there to make sure what she feels is right. Now, I don't agree with her on those flock cameras. I think that's a great tool to combat crime. But,
well, it's going to council now.
Put that on the ballot and let the public make that decision?
I don't know. The conversation will start next week on flock cameras because now it'll go to the full council.
I mean, I can see both arguments on it, but...
you know, I was talking yesterday on this program about grounding and holistic medicine and you know, the whole getting in the shower, the cold shower, all that. You know, maybe we all need to practice this and everybody will chill out a little bit.
Yep. I didn't listen yesterday, but
yeah, that's where we got. But hey, thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got about 10 minutes left in the program. And again, Nellie will be at the Ohio State Fair tonight, August the 4th, 7:30 p.m. So if anybody is interested in going to that concert, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Last time you'll hear from me, I promise. I had a gummy before I went to the city council last night because I had a feeling it might be a little intense. Maybe I should just start taking those with me and handing them out to everyone that's 21 and over.
Grounding, holistic medicine, whatever it takes.
Hey, it's sort of from the earth and process, but I think it would help us all just chill. Maybe some of that eggnog you were talking about with a little brandy.
There you go.
Pop it out early. Take care, Spirit.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say with 9 minutes left in the program? And does anybody want the Nellie tickets to the Ohio State Fair tonight? You know, we did the trivia with this and... That didn't go a whole lot of different places. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, just real quick, Naomi, don't put yourself out there like that girl. They'll be getting you, girl. You took a gummy. Oh, man, they just wrote that down. They're going to be flocking you here real quick.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, and here we are, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, well, we'll go back to the phones here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hi, I was just calling in to try to win the Nellie tickets.
Yes, yes, we have the Nellie tickets here. Okay, hold on, just one. I'm gonna ask you a question, but I'm going to give you the tickets anyway, so.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Name something you associate with summer.
Summer.
With summer. We have two
Ohio
answers.
The Ohio State Fair.
Well, of course the Ohio State Fair. Absolutely. All right. So you want to go to Nellie tonight. Are you a fan of Nellie?
Of course I'm a fan of Nellie. Who is it?
I know. People love Nellie. Have you enjoyed the program this morning?
I have.
It's a Nellie-based program. Can't you feel that?
Yes. Totally Nellie-based.
Well, I tell you what, I need your email, so here's what we can do. I don't want you to give that on the air. So wait until we're off here in like 7 minutes, and if you can call me back and give me the email, we'll get this taken care of.
Okay, perfect. I thank you so much.
Okay, and you're going to call back tomorrow and tell us how Nellie was?
I will.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, well, there's somebody who wanted the Nellie. See, I knew Nellie was the big night. Does anybody else want Nellie tickets? I need to look and see how many Nellie tickets we have. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I should... Oh, you know... Whoever that was, call in and let us know your name so we know who won the tickets. I'm not sure who that was. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Holy mackerel. Well, it's been a morning, hasn't it? Golly. And we've got about 6 minutes left here. And if anybody's got any opinions on anything, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I wanted to the points, some of the points that was being made, basically what I was bringing, the hypothetical that I brought to the flock panel last night was that in Marion, Ohio, we're little old Marion, Ohio, where everybody's intermingled, so to speak, and entangled. And at some point, you're going to be, you know, if there's any wrongdoing with the flock cameras or whatever, somebody's going to be investigating a friend or somebody they know or something like that. And I posed that question. And Chief McDonald said, well, I'd pass that off to BCI. And I said, well, you wouldn't investigate it. You wouldn't give it off to the county prosecutor. And he said, well, no, I wouldn't have to. And it's up to me, and it's my decision. So I asked him, well, why would you pass that off, but yet you say you're going to handle the rape case in Marion? So I guess my thing on that is that you're asking them to police themselves, but yet you've got flock cameras that have so much power and authority to see all the different things they have, but you're going to pass that off to BCI. But then you have in your own ranks possibly a rape case. I've worked for organizations where they've said, have clauses in their contracts where it's you're representing us, and any even appearance of impropriety will not be tolerated, and you need to take yourself out of the situation. And that would be one of those things, I think, in my opinion, that, you know, in this case with the cop, you know, if there's any chance that there's any kind of, you know, not saying no accusation, just, you know what, we want to be so transparent, we want to be so on the side of not being accused or being able to be accused of anything, that you let an outside source, just like he said from the beginning, we'd pass that off to BCI.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point.
So why are we passing around those type of things and people aren't asking those type of questions? That's why you say there's no middle ground, and I said the other day that I think everybody takes extreme stances because everybody digs their heels in. You know, if I was on the police force and I was pressing for the flock cameras, I would start saying to the people, you know, where's the middle ground here? Where's the common ground? We keep arguing for and against, flat out concrete, period. Let's talk about some common ground here. They're going to go away within a year, the sheriff said. But, I mean, I would have thought I would have, stifled this whole controversy a long time ago if that was that knowledge that they were going to go away anyways. I mean, that seems strange to me, but I don't know.
Here we are. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes left in the program today. Now, was there anybody else who was interested in Nelly tickets with 2 minutes left to go? And what was the name of our person out there who won the Nelly tickets? I didn't get the name. You know, I was in a hurry here this morning. 740-383-9944, but we'll get that email once we're off the air here at 10 o'clock. And then tomorrow we'll hear how the big Nelly concert was. And just for the record here, tomorrow night is Weird Al Yankovic and Puddle's Pity Party. We'll be giving away tickets to that tomorrow morning. The 7th, it's Bailey Zimmerman and Lauren Watkins, which I believe is a country music group. And August the 8th, which I think is the big one, is Blues Traveler and Gin Blossoms with special guest Spin. So that will come up this Saturday, I believe, at 7 p.m. All right. But we did get a winner on our Nelly tickets with 1 minute left to go. Does anybody have anything to say with 1 minute left to go before we wrap this one up? Rather animated edition of the morning program here on WGH Talk. Certainly thank everybody who participated in the program this morning. I think that is always important that we get all sides and we hear from all people. And I do want to say, just to be fair, we did reach out to County Prosecutor Ray Grogan for a comment, and we haven't heard anything back. But he is more than welcome to give a comment anytime he would like. And he's more than welcome to guest on the program anytime he would like. He has an open invitation. And let's just hope that something like what happened last night does not happen in the future, anytime soon. All right, I'm done for the day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?